Many Mormons, Mormon women especially, have lamented the fact that there hasn't been more discourse or more discussion about Mother in Heaven. Carolyn Pearson was one of these. In 1992, she wrote a poem titled A Motherless House, in which she really mourns this, the fact that she never knew this mother. In the poem, she asks, "Where is my mother?" It says, "No one seemed to know, and no one thought it strange that no one else knew either." It just made sense to her, it seemed, that there was a mother there, there's a heavenly mother looking out for her, and that she laments the fact that she doesn't sense more of her presence in the world, even though she looks deeply for it. Now, Calvin Olson's poem, Veil, seems to be a counterpoint to Carolyn Pearson's A Motherless House. In it, he is standing in the kitchen, boiling water, scooping out macaroni, that loveliest of foods, I suppose, making mac and cheese in the kitchen. In doing so, he seems to sense the presence of the mother there. In stanza two, he says, "Some mothers would warn to mind the fire, some to use the fan above the stove, but mother does not use her voice." So he doesn't hear the mother, but at least her voice, but he senses her, he hears her in another way, from the pantry or behind you by the island, all her happiness moving my direction, the way sound moves through water. I need only be its destination. So it seems to me that he's saying that all I need to do is just open myself to her. I need to be receptive to her presence, and I will hear her, I will feel her, just like the sound moves through water in these waves that are kind of deadened, numbed, or muted by the water, but I can receive them nonetheless by being the destination. So he kind of explores this idea that she's there, we just have to open ourselves to her, to be receptive to her. And in this way, he mothers this motherless house. He finds her moving in the world around him. In the last stanza, he says, "This woman has seen behind me, seen me grow into my body, felt my hunger, quenched my flame." So she's always been there, watching over him. And the house has changed. This motherless house has changed. Not all the doors are open yet. I love how he breaks that line up. He jams that sentence and leaves the yet on the next line after "not all the doors are open." It's like he's pausing there if he's speaking this aloud. Not all the doors are open yet. Someday perhaps they will be, and they are opening more and more. And so he feels his way forward to find traces of her essence when he presses himself against the walls. So instead of lamenting this absence, this mother of the gaps, he looks in those gaps and he finds her. He senses her there. He hears her moving in the corners of his psyche, of his life, as he opens himself and is receptive to that presence and to the potential of that presence. Now, the differences in the poem could amount to to the differences in experience between Olson and Pearson, but it could also amount to the difference in decade. Carolyn Pearson's poem was written in 1992, when there wasn't really much going on by way of discourse about Mother in Heaven, and there were actually people speaking about her who were coming under condemnation, as it were, in the church. So it was kind of this taboo subject. But then Olson's was written in the second decade of the 2000s, and so we have when there is an increased discourse surrounding the Mother in Heaven, where it's emerging more and more, and so that could account for part of the difference in the approach here, that Carolyn Pearson laments this motherless house. She doesn't feel her there anywhere, even though she looks for it, and Olson, he senses her presence there. He's become more open, more receptive to it, culturally speaking, that no longer is Mormonism so much this motherless house, but it's becoming more mothered. It still has a long way to go, but it's becoming a more mothered house.